Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And thanks to the wizardry of our producer, Sam, I am back on the air. So we're going to go back on the air in the normal way right now and hope that this connection stays. Otherwise, think of it this way. In the Second World War, and even in Ukraine, occasionally you had radio operators calling in the bushes, trying to whisper into the phone. That's what I am doing to report on Ukraine. But now I'm back on the air, which is terrific. We're going to go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
First of all, Sam is fantastic. You know, thanks so much to Sam. And that, it just is amazing. We got all these, you know, politicians that are fighting for a fascist government they want to see established there, and then they, you know, claim that Joe Biden is so horrible and all this. And you know, these guys are fortunate, you know, that doesn't have the kind of power or the temperament that Putin has. That otherwise they'd be all either be in jail or be lying in a morgue someplace or disappeared completely, because that's what that's the kind of government they want to see in this country. I mean, these guys come crawling out of the woodwork, people that you thought had left in disgrace a long time, like Newt Gingrich. I mean, he's left office in both political and personal disgraces, and now he's, you know, a senior advisor to, or whatever, you know, that comes out, and he's, you know, a senior statesman that comes out and makes pronouncements. And I'm baffled by how these guys are able to come out and avoid this stuff. That, and now they go after Hillary Clinton for her supposed crimes and nothing that she had done. To me, that it, you know, they talk about the dossier and all this. Well, that was just opposition research, as far as from what I know. And unless illegal activities were conducted in collecting that information, that what is the problem with her, you know, engaging in that? And let's remember that it was Republicans that started that investigation of Donald Trump.
Well, you know, Mark, in defense of Hillary Clinton, and you're raising an excellent point, in defense of Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz started it against Trump, and then Hillary Clinton and the DNC went on. There was no illegality in what they did. That's not even alleged in compiling the information. And the only thing that the Russians, I should say that the Republicans, same thing, are objecting to on that is the Steele report on Trump being in a Moscow hotel room with prostitutes who are really KGB agents and filming him in perverted sex. I mean, that's really what they're because that's the kind of thing that bothers people. He did meet with the Russians. The CIA tapes the Russian embassy. The CIA tapes everything that is said in the Russian embassy and outside. And they do the same thing to us in Moscow. You know, you can penetrate walls. And one day one of these CIA guys is listening and goes, hey, that guy they're talking to speaks English pretty well. Hey, wait a minute. That's Don Trump Jr. That's Don Trump Jr. And they catch Trump. Trump Jr. goes, oh, we were just talking about adoptions. Remember that? And they go, we have a tape of the conversation. You weren't talking about adoptions. You were talking about they should blow off anything Obama does because Trump will take all of the sanctions off against you. This is the kind of stuff that went on. Nobody disputes that. They just dispute that Trump was in a Moscow hotel room with KGB agents posing as prostitutes and was filmed engaging in very perverted sex. And I wouldn't do that. Oh, really? I wouldn't do that. They should take Stormy Daniels' deposition. And the other day, you know what Trump said? It's unbelievable. He goes, I wasn't even attracted to Stormy Daniels. Well, Michael Cohen would be really glad to hear that, because
I think that we lost you again, Matt, but I'll have you call in on the phones and we'll be right back to that story. I'm not obviously very versed in anything like Matt, but I do have some local headlines that I've been working on here for the station. Today is kind of a gross, gloomy day here in Waukesha as well. Oh, Matt is back with us. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling in. Can you hear us? Matt? Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I just need you to mute yourself on Zoom, please.
Okay, I'm going to have to dial out of Zoom. I'm dialing out of Zoom, guys. And thanks for everybody hanging on. All right, am I muted out of Zoom?
Yep, you sound perfect now.
Okay, guys. Anyway, thank you for calling. Sam, you're going to have to alert me as to who's on the line. I'll recognize them. But I want to get back to what we were talking about, and we're just going to have to do it by phone now instead of Zoom until I get some techie over here who can do something that I can't and fix this internet connection. Today, the Senate is voting on banning the importation of Russian oil and ending normal trade relations. Remember that Rand Paul tried to stop that. Rand Paul exercised senatorial privilege, which means that any one of them can just raise a pinky and go, oh, I don't like this. Let's put this off for a couple of months. In the middle of a genocide, Rand Paul did that. They went to him finally, and they beat the hell out of him. And he finally said, okay, and he caved. So now they are going to pass that. They are also passing Lend-Lease. I've also told you about that earlier. So the Senate is finally getting behind Joe Biden on this. But the truth of the matter is that we got to do a lot more. I mean, how many times do we have to keep talking about this? How many times do I have to say that we are giving Zelensky just enough weapons to keep the Russians a little bit at bay and have them continue to shell his country and destroy every city? They're targeting schools. They're targeting maternity hospitals and other hospitals, and they're targeting food supplies and fresh water supplies. And they have done a medieval-style siege on Mariupol, much like the siege of Leningrad by the Nazis in the 1940s. This is a war. This is not a war. This is like the Nazis going into the Warsaw Ghetto just to exterminate civilians out of hatred, And they are a country. You know, one of the things, we're not aggressive enough. Why are we not, like with Radio Free Europe, just blasting over loudspeakers in Ukraine on the battlefield to the Russian soldiers? Desert. Desert. Arrest your commanders. If they resist, kill them. Search out the Wagner mercenaries and Islamic terrorists from Chechnya and from Syria and kill them. You are a great country. You were a great country. You can be a great country again. You can be a great country again, but you have got to stop this sadistic murdering of other Europeans. Nobody finds this attractive at all. Why are we not taking the fight to them that way? Why are we not flooding their country with anti-Putin propaganda the way they flood our country with anti-democratic propaganda? We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She gets to